This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. What do the Rams have in common with P. Diddy?
Oh, man. I don't think they want anything in common with P. Diddy.
They're both fleeing L.A. Rams and Texans are going to have joint practices after the Hall of Fame game. The Rams will be practicing right there. Another interesting coach to talk to, Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in town, so the Rams are coming to town. They're leaving L.A., just like Diddy.
Yeah, well,
or he left Miami, right?
Yeah, I think he was in Miami. Yeah. But
he was pacing around the airport. They showed his house getting raided, and then TMZ has a video of him just pacing up and down the airport. I guess he hopped on the plane.
Well,
he's out of the country, right?
There was a plane, but
yeah,
we're not sure if he was on
it. A plane left and landed in another country.
No, it's in another country, and it's a country that doesn't have a treaty with the U.S.
Well, it doesn't have the extradition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Russell Simmons is doing, too?
Yeah, he in Bali or Bali.
Russell Simmons is doing his thing, so P. Diddy got out. Yeah. Just let him.
Barbuda.
Get him out of here. It's fine.
Yeah,
he's gone.
He's in Barbuda.
He's
which
done.
They can't extradite. That's not a good sign. You start scanning the list of countries that don't have extradition. Where do I want to go?
Well, and you were that ready to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knew it was coming, too.
Yeah. So, P. Diddy, we hardly knew you. I'm old enough to remember when he was telling me if I didn't vote, I was going to die.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember vote or die.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy, and look what you were doing. You're telling me to go vote. What the hell is going on with you, my man?
Best
slime ball
extradition countries that don't have it. Barbuda's definitely up there. I don't think you want to go to the Congo.
So he'll be chilling. So does he just chill and just hang out? Because isn't Joe Francis there, too, from Girls Gone Wild? I think Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis is in another country, too. And he had all his stuff. So the three people that I know of that have fled the country have been Diddy, Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild, and
Russell Simmons.
I feel like I don't even have a childhood. I feel like I can't trust Def Jam.
Yeah.
Okay. Never did. Never was an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
See, I'm on to something, Figgy. You like that creepy-ass stuff. I stay down here in the South, bud. I stay down here in the South.
Deep in the South, man.
Yeah, my guys just
have
seizures.
Digging.
Hey, I'm not going to Atlanta. T.I., you can keep that. He should probably go with Diddy. He probably had something to do with it, honestly.
I was about to say, don't go digging, man.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're
going to
be disappointed.
Yeah. But, yeah, can't trust Def Jam, Russell Simmons. What's Gamora up to now? Gamora Lee Simmons.
And she just... living her life, man. The last time I seen her, she was, I guess she got into it with Russell or something, and she was on IG Live. It was a big mess.
Okay, so Gamora's still a thing, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so can't trust Def Jam. Can't trust Bad Boy. Never really did, to be honest with you.
Boosie did.
Boosie what?
Boosie did. Remember he said he linked up with P. Diddy?
Yeah, but he changed that. That was before it happened.
I bet he did
change
that.
Yeah, he definitely can't say that in what just left New York City hooked up with Pete. He's going to have to edit that. He's going to have to edit that and wipe me down. Can't have that no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't trust the reason that you would stay up past your bedtime back in the day and watch those Girls Gone Wild infomercials. Who would have thought that there was something sleazy going on there? But Joe Francis is gone, so that's where we're at right now.
That's where we're at.
In society, just can't trust everything.
Where would you extradite to?
Me?
Got to be in the Caribbean somewhere for me. Like Barbuda, like where he went. Here are some options for you. You can go to North Korea.
Next.
Yeah.
You can go to Uganda, China.
Next. Russia. Next.
Cuba. I think he made a good Burundi. Finland. Hey, Finland would be good.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Finland's a beautiful country, man.
Nah, I need some sun.
Yeah, it would, for me, it would be one of those Caribbean islands like they went to. By the way.
I would probably just go down the street.
Down the street?
I'd just go on a joyride.
They would find you.
I know, but it's cool. If they, once they find me, they find me. But I would just go down the street.
Yeah, but if you were a multi-millionaire and wanted to get away and just live your life, you wouldn't just go down the street. Brazil? Brazil's not bad. They don't have extradition.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you're a mark, too, once you leave.
Well, yeah, but they can't extradite
you.
Yeah,
but like all the criminal activity,
mm-hmm.
like what the hell are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to rob your ass. What are you going to do about it? You got no rights here, sir.
That's why you have to get a new identity.
So does this mean they're going to have to cancel Diddy music now?
Well, it depends on what they find.
Be quiet, man.
So yeah, are we going to get to the point where now all of a sudden wherever, like whenever they play Notorious B.I.G., they have to beep out Diddy?
Yeah.
Like he's saying the P word or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Like P. Diddy, like they're taking out all Diddy hype.
Yeah, wait till more details come out.
Bad boy.
They're definitely going to take that out.
Yeah,
they,
bad boy.
They're definitely going to take that out.
They're going to take out all that.
Yeah.
Can't listen to R. Kelly.
No.
God knows.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness gracious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But we can trust D'Amico Ryans. D'Amico Ryans was at the owners' meetings. He caught up with the media types. By the way, props to the media types here. This was a very efficient back and forth with D'Amico Ryans. A bunch of people who had content to put out asking good questions. Here is D'Amico Ryans live at the owners' meetings answering everything from why they traded Malik Collins to trying to trade for Keenan Allen, among other things. Here's D'Amico Ryans for you.
Dropping down from 23 to 4. What was the thought process behind that?
Yeah, the thought process behind, you know, moving back, you know, in the draft is just, we feel like in this draft there is a large amount of players right in that second to third, fourth round. It's a lot of guys right there that can come in and help our team, right? We feel like there's a, that's where the, as I said, the sweet spot of the draft is this year. And so we're excited about that move, and we feel like we can add some really quality players to our team.
You guys chased Aziz last year, ended up on the Titans, playing against you guys, ironically, and then this year you're able to snag him. What does he kind of bring to the table, and how nice is it to have that familiarity with him from San Francisco.
Yeah, Aziz is going to bring a physical style of play to our defense. He's going to bring leadership. He had a really great season last year with the Titans. So seeing him two times a year, it was you could see the growth that he made as a player. He played a lot of snaps for them. Last year he was healthy. So we look for him to just bring the same thing, bring that intensity, bring his leadership to our team, and just be himself and help us to be better.
Same thing kind of with Denico Autry. You played against him a little bit. Yeah. Nick was pretty excited about Autry. He said, you know, he's the type of guy you'd bring him into the back alley with you.
Yeah, no doubt. If you watch the tape, you know Autry is a great football player. He loves football. You can tell it just by watching his tape and the respect that he has around the league, not only from offensive linemen but also other defensive linemen. I understand his play style and how effective he is as a player, playing inside, playing outside. He gets it done. So excited to add, you know, his relentless mindset to our team.
What makes Danielle Hunter unique? Obviously, he's an accomplished rusher. He's also a local guy, and people call him very athletic for his size.
Yeah, Danielle's definitely a big guy, but he has the length. I think that's what sets you apart as a pass rusher. Danielle's length and his ability to consistently, you know, get after the quarterback. He's had double-digit sacks multiple times in his career, and we're looking for him to add constant pressure on the quarterback. And I know Danielle is excited to be back home in Houston. We're excited to have him here in Houston because, you know, not too many times, not often, you get to play in front of your family, your old high school. Like, a lot of people will be rooting for Danielle, so we're happy to have a Houstonian back playing for the Texans.
What kind of went into traded for Mixon? What kind of went into extending him? He wasn't in the last year of his deal, so what was the thought process behind extending him?
Yeah, same there. I mean, adding a great player to our team, and wanted to, you know, we knew we had to fix the contract, and that was the same situation there in Cincinnati. So when you add a great player to your team, he's deserved what he's gotten, and that's all the guys, their contracts, they deserve what they've gotten. They've shown it on film, and that's the result of him being a consistent player in his league.
Why did y'all end up trading Malik Collins, and do you feel like y'all still need another defensive tackle?
Yeah, we'll continue to, you know, look to add to our defense line as much as we can. Not easy losing Malik. Malik was a good player for us, did a lot of good things for us last year, and I know he'll do a great job out in San Francisco.
At wide receiver, Keenan Allen, you guys saw an opportunity there. You kind of mauled in that, and then ultimately they did it with the Bears. But just that thought about the receiver position as far as wanting to always look for more weapons.
Yeah, as I speak about our entire team, like I want to upgrade our entire team and continue to get better, and I think that's what you have to do each and every year. So every year we'll be trying to upgrade. We'll try to get better and try to find guys that help our team. A lot of things are talked about that are discussed that may get reported, but you know, we're looking to add to our team. Sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. So we'll continue to do that.
With the two corners, Okuda and Henderson, who same draft class, have been on a couple teams now, what's kind of the thought process there? Is that just, hey, we see something, we trust our staff, we're going to get in and dig in on these guys?
With the two corners, I see young players, right? Young, talented guys who, wherever they were picked, it really doesn't matter to me. I see young, talented guys on tape, long guys who can run, who can play sticky coverage. You just have to be more consistent. And sometimes guys just need a new scene, right? Hopefully change of scenery helps these guys out. But adding those guys we just talked about, man, you want to come in and compete. So his competition, and that both guys understand that, and as much healthy competition as we can have on our roster, that means we're getting better. If our depth is getting better, we have guys actually competing for spots, and our team gets better.
The moves you guys have made have been well received publicly. Now people are talking, you guys kind of like in that Super Bowl window. How do you guys go about, you know, handling those type of expectations going into 2024?
We don't discuss those expectations. For us, it's about getting better every single day. And that my process doesn't change. My mindset about our expectation doesn't change. If each guy is focused on themselves, they're focused on getting a little bit better each and every day, each and every week, and we'll be exactly where we need to be. The expectation from the outside really doesn't matter because of the expectations we put on ourselves. That's what matters the most. And no one is
more critical of us than we are. Mm-hmm. And I want our players to feel that same thing, our coaches to feel the same thing. Are you striving to be the best in the NFL? If you're striving to be the best, then we'll be where we need to be.
You all ended up...
Have you kind of felt like this offseason the team's turned into a bit of a destination for players? Whereas in previous years, it worked out financially. Okay, but the success the team has had, you kind of heard that from players, and I know there's players publicly talking about they love to play for the Texans. Like, have you kind of felt like you guys have turned into a destination for players?
No. For us, it's about adding the right guys. So if guys want to play for us, that's great. But it's about adding the right guys to our team. I guess it's cool to hear that guys would like to come and play for us, but we also have to understand we're going to work here, right? It's going to be tough working out in the Houston Heat. You know, guys understand that, but I think the excitement from guys wanting to come to Houston, it comes from, you know, our young players, CJ, Will, Tank, what those guys were able to do last year. I think people see that from the outside, and they see the talent that these young guys have, and they want to be a part of it.
Do you have an update on how Tank and Titus Howard and some of the other guys are coming off of surgery type deals?
Yeah, Tank is doing really well. He's progressing well. He's on track. We should have Tank participating in our off-season program. Titus as well. Titus is recovering. He's doing well. Hopefully get him back in training camp.
From going into year two, what's your kind of like your thought process in evaluating how you did year one schematically, CEO type? What's that thought process, and like, what's that process like when you reevaluate yourself as you try to improve going into year two?
Yeah, as the evaluation process goes, right, it's really great when you step away from it and we're able to go back and watch our self-scouts, watch our tape, and just look at it with clean eyes. Right? Now you're looking at a lot of free agents, looking at a lot of drafts, so it's clean eyes as we watch our scheme and see where we can improve, where we can be better as coaches, and we can definitely improve in a lot of areas. Right? We can teach it better. We can make sure our players understand what we're asking them to do. We can continue to add the right talent, the right guys to our locker room that will be a part of us winning. But it all starts with just, you know, not for me. I always tell our guys, I don't have all the answers. So I always look at myself and I'm always trying to get better. Let's talk about expectations, all those things. It's all about, man, how can I improve as well? So I'm studying it and seeing where I can help our guys be better. And if we all make those adjustments, players, coaches, all our staff, like, our team will be better this year.
You still a couple more. You briefly touched on this earlier, but you guys added, obviously, some great pieces with Disease and Neil, but you also lost some good pieces. So I'm curious, what do adding these particular pieces that you add allow you to do better? Because you all seem to be a little bit more targeted on defense in particular and getting new guys. What does it allow you and your defense to do kind of going forward?
We're just looking to play better, sound football, trying to play dominant defense. I think if you want to win in this league, you want to be successful in the playoffs, or you got to go stop some pretty good quarterbacks. So that's where the defensive line comes into play. We have to have multiple guys who can get it done up front, and that was kind of our emphasis going into free agency.
What goes into your role in the draft process? Does the scouting department bring you guys, or are you just pouring over guys that you like? Is there a list you work off of? Like, where do you fit in the scouting process and the draft pick?
Throughout the draft process, I'm combing through all the prospects as many as I can. So I'm going through. I go by position, and I watch as all the guys as I can in the position, try to rank guys and, see target guys that I like as I watch them on tape and see who fits us schematically. So it's a lot. Sometimes coaches are bringing guys to me. Hey, check this guy out. Scouts get to us. A lot of different people are throwing players at me to put my eyes on, but it's a lot of great help, and they get to do well in the draft. It doesn't work without our scouting department. They do so much of the background work before we even have a chance to look at the college guys, where they set us up for success by all of the detailed work that they do, going to the schools, visits, like making sure they have all the information that we need to make sure we understand who we're bringing into our building. So the credit goes to Lipford, the scouting department, for what they do. Yes, they do an outstanding job.
Your second free agency with Nick. What's your collaboration like with him, and what is your role when it comes to saying, okay, this is a guy that I watch the tape on. If the money, you know, he does that, if it works, I really like this player. How does that interaction go? What did you think of how he did in free agency?
Yeah, me and Nick, we're talking every day. Players, we were meeting every morning. We're discussing players, so no decision is made without myself and Nick working together on that, on who we're bringing in. And it works out well, but we both kind of see the same players in the same light, and we know what we're looking for, and we see football the same way. So that makes it a lot easier when you're working with someone, you know, Nick's just experience and his background. He's done it for a long time. He's scouted a ton of players. And so having him to lean on has definitely been helpful to me throughout this process.
All right, that's D'Amico Ryans. A lot there. So the Keenan Allen thing was interesting. It seems like he is wanting to improve the wide receiver room. I don't think he liked Malik Collins as much as a lot of people did. I don't know if it's something defensive where maybe you're not staying in your lane as much. I don't know if he thought he was replaceable and that the contract that they were giving him didn't necessarily warrant what they were getting from him. But I read between the lines and I hear the way he speaks on him and what they actually did. And I do not think that D'Amico Ryans liked Malik Collins as much as a lot of people may think that he did as a football player.
Well, I think the best part, to your point, is the way he works in collaboration with Nick Caserio. I think it was as much a business decision as, like, can we get this guy? Can we get this type of player and not have to pay that? And they collaborate and they say, yes, we can. So I don't know if it's like we didn't like him, but we didn't like him at that price or in that role.
The NFL made significant rule changes. The Texans are going to be the guinea pigs for that. But a TV icon, one of the funniest men in entertainment, has a rule proposal that might take things a little bit too far in the NFL. Plus, there's a theory, much to do with nothing, about much nothing. Ado of nothing. Lopez always helps me out here. Next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.